morning, friends. Good morning. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short broadcast. We hope that today finds each of you well and enjoying the blessings of the Lord for both soul and body. Today I've chosen a scripture from 2 Timothy 1, verses 11 and 12 to begin with. Listen. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Listen to these words of that beloved apostle. He was suffering because he was meeting persecutions and problems, and he went forth preaching the gospel and the truth. Yet he said, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I like that. He was acquainted with Christ of the Bible and the God of heaven, and he was persuaded that he was able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. First, the word committed. This has a great deal of meaning for me. Committed, he had entrusted, he had put into the hands of God. And he believed that God was going to take care of him against that day. In other words, a day of judgment that's coming for all of us. So he was running this race, having his all committed to the Lord, believing that he was able to keep that which he had put into his hands. Now, virtually the same thing is brought out in speaking of Jesus. It says, who did no sin, neither was any guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. 1 Peter 2, 22-23. That's right. All right. Now, Jesus had committed to the Father that which all his suffering and the things that he was going through, he committed himself to the Lord. Commit means to put into charge or trust, to put into a place for disposal or safekeeping, to bring about or perform. In other words, these soldiers of the cross committed themselves to the Father. It means they put themselves into the hands of God. Now, certain other words mean just about the same thing, carry out the thought even better. Entrust or confide or consign. Commit may express the general idea of delivering into another's charge, or the special sense of transferring to a superior power or a special place of custody. All right? Entrust implies entrusting with assurance or reliance. Consign means transferring remove from one's control with formality or finality. It means for good. It's like when you get married, the statement that's sometimes required, for better or for worse. You don't really know how things are going to turn out, but you commit yourselves one to another, or commit yourselves into God, and commit yourselves to this band of holy matrimony, for better or for worse. It's like when you leave the house. Did you ever wonder, now, do I have the gas turned off? Is the iron unplugged? Are the burners turned off the stove? The appliances, are they all unplugged? And are they ready for me to leave them? So you see about these various things and wonder, is everything taken care of? Sometimes Frances will say to me, she'll unplug the iron. And she'll just say it out loud. Now, I've unplugged the iron. The iron is unplugged. This means it's fresh on her mind, and she verifies what she's done in saying the iron is unplugged. All right. Now, for some folks, it's easier to commit things than it is for others. There comes a time when you've done all that you can do in getting ready to leave the house, that you've got to leave this. Now, I don't like to have to take it with me, if you know what I mean. In my mind, I want my mind to be at ease. I want to first have done all that I should have done, and I don't want to forget anything. And then when I leave, I want to commit that. I want to commit it into the hands of God and say, now, Lord, it belongs to you. You take care of it while I'm away. You watch over us while we're on the road. You commit yourself to the road. And I say sometimes it's easier for folks to commit themselves and their affairs than it is for others. They sometimes go to the altar for prayer, and they pray, and they're seeking help from God. Well, God is willing and ready to help them right away, but sometimes it's difficult for them to get to the place where they can commit themselves to God, to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to put it in your hands. And so when they really get to this place, God is willing and ready to help them. Another thought is brought out in the Acts, the 27th chapter of Acts and the 40th verse. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. Now, this was when Paul was on his way to Rome. He was a prisoner. He was in chains or bound, a prisoner on the ship. And so they've been having storms and trouble, or they were looking for fair weather. And so here they committed themselves to the ocean, to the sea. Well, friends, I want to tell you, it's good to know that you can commit yourself to God. And when you commit yourself, put it in his hands, trust him to know that he knows best. He's going to take care of it. And really, another thought which I like to bring out in regard to this is the fact that when you really commit something, you're not worrying about it. You're not troubled about it. You're putting it into the hands of God. You're trusting. Now, sometimes when you're on the expressway and, oh, you're driving down the road and you're looking for this exit number 7, number 3, or to Oklahoma City, or to Fort Smith, or wherever you may be going, the exit to turn off. Well, you look carefully, and sometimes if you fail to see it and you pass it, it's too late to back out. It's too late to turn around. You must go. You have to keep going. Same thing is true in getting on to the expressway from a ramp. Sometimes folks will pull up there and look, which is fine. That's a good thing to do. And they slow down and slow down, and sometimes will even stop. But there comes a time that you need to commit yourself to believe it's going to work out, that you're going to find an opening. There's going to be a way. And really, there's more danger involved with one pulling up to a fast-moving traffic congestion or a fast-moving traffic on the expressway, pulling up there and stopping, than it is for him to pull up there and attain the speed that he should be going and in some way find a hole and just fit right in and just go right on it. You commit yourself to go. You're committed to go. I like to think about our lives being committed to the Lord, to go. I remember one time we were in this jet plane and getting ready for takeoff there at Kingston Airport, Palisados Airport, they called it that time, Kingston, Jamaica. I think they've renamed it after the Prime Minister or something there now. But we were committed to go after waiting and waiting and waiting. And I remember when the plane went down, tacked it down to the end of the runway, and he turned around. Then he was committed to go. In other words, he poured on the power and the fuel, and speed began to be attained, the airspeed, and the things began to fly by more swiftly. And there came a point. Now, at first, he could have backed out. He could have. Had he developed trouble and all, he could have backed out. But there came a point when he was committed to takeoff. It was for better or for worse, he had to go. Well, we did. It worked out nicely, but all. But I thought about that, and I've thought about it since then. There comes this time when we are committed to go. Oh, dear ones, we need to learn to commit ourselves into the hands of God. Let God lead us and guide us. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet man is born unto trouble as his sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Job 5, 6, and 8. It means something to commit our ways to the Lord. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Psalms 31, 3 and 5. Oh, we look for good things when we commit our ways unto the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37, 3, 5. So learn to commit your ways to the Lord. Now, another scripture, 1 Peter 4, 17, 19. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 4, 17, 19. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learn, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener, and thine shall be the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. Let me leave just one more thought with you. Isn't it good to know when all roads are dead ends and all skies are overcast and all dreams are nightmares and all hills are mountains? Isn't it good to know when there is no place to stand, that underneath are the everlasting arms? This little piece was selected by Anna Swan. And thank you, Anna. So, friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.